He's standing there. Dear girl, please let me in and give an old woman a drink of water. I feel very faint. Snow White was so kind that she forgot all about the warning the dwarf had given her. So she stepped and opened the door and gave the woman a glass of water.
Thank you, dear. And here's a nice apple for you.
Oh, but I shouldn't.
Nonsense, my dear. It will taste good.
Suddenly, the birds flew all around the woman's head, trying to chase her away. But Snow White did not understand their warning and shooed them away and bit into the apple. At that moment, she fell to the floor as if she were dead. All that anybody could hear was a cackle of the old woman's laugh.
Ha, 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 I did it.
The dwarfs were warned by the forest animals and birds that something was wrong and rushed home and found Snow White. Being able to awake her, they made a stained glass case to put her in and surrounded it with flowers. The poor little man cried because their lovely Snow White was no longer with him. One day, a handsome young prince rode through the forest on a white horse. He came upon the little man and the Snow White, who was lying there as beautiful as ever. Tearfully, the dwarfs told her the story of Snow White. The prince was sad, though she was so beautiful that he lifted the lid of the glass case and gently kissed her. At once, Snow White opened her eyes and smiled. Everyone was so happy. The prince asked the oldest dwarf,
May I please marry your beautiful Snow White? You are welcome to live in my land and come to the wedding.
If you love her, your highness, and we know you do, because you awaken her with your kiss. You may have her hand in marriage.
All the dwarfs cheered.
Hooray! Hooray!
Hooray!
The prince lifted Snow White on her horse and then rode off to his kingdom and lived happily ever after. The end.